AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. A spokesman for the governor of Iraq's Anbar province says the provincial capital of Ramadi has been completely taken by the Islamic State group and the military is fleeing. Online video shows Humvees, trucks, and other equipment purportedly speeding out of the city. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with more.
There's a purported message from the group the Islamic State on a militant website. It claims that its fighters held the 8th Brigade Army base as well as tanks and missile launchers that were left behind by fleeing Iraqi soldiers.
Iraqi troops had struggled to hold the city. They fled today after several suicide car bombs went off near police stations. 10 people were killed and 15 were hurt. With no extension announced, a 5-day humanitarian ceasefire in Yemen has ended. The period of calm between Shiite Houthi rebels and a Saudi-led coalition expired at 4 o'clock Eastern time today. This as Yemen political and tribal leaders begin a round of talks on the future of the war-torn country. AP correspondent Kyle McKinnon.
The problem is the talks aren't happening in Yemen. They're in Saudi Arabia, which just happens to be leading a coalition launching airstrikes on the rebels who've taken over Yemen's capital and sent the president packing. So the Shiite Houthi rebels aren't interested in the UN-led talks, nor their stated aim to return the president to office.
The severe weather threat continues over the nation's midsection with the system spawning tornadoes in Louisiana and Missouri. The system is also causing flooding in some places. 10 people had to be rescued from high waters in Johnson County, Texas, just south of Fort Worth. Emergency Management Coordinator Jamie Moore says the region's been hit with a run of bad weather.
We had 8 tornadoes hit this county and do a tremendous amount of damage. And then we had flooding directly after that. The largest earthquake in North Texas hit us the week after that, and then this week we have flooding.
This is AP Radio News. The man who once tried to buy an NHL franchise with a lot of chutzpah and not much else has been charged with another scam.
John Spano Jr., whose audacious effort to buy the New York Islanders in 1996 landed him in federal prison, is scheduled to go on trial Tuesday in Ohio for allegedly defrauding a laundry company of $70,000. Those allegations can't compare to the millions of dollars involved in his Islanders bid, where he pretended to be a super-rich big shot bent on buying the NHL hockey franchise, or even a later scam totaling nearly $300,000 that earned him a second trip to federal prison. I'm Julie Walker.
Vice President Joe Biden is urging soon-to-be Yale graduates to question the judgment of others, but not their motives. Speaking at the annual class day that's part of commencement weekend, Biden says he learned early on not to judge colleagues' motives, which helped him find compromise in Congress. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.